Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Rev Tov, Chavarim. Yes, sir. Here. We're on the second day of the week, first working day right here for the Monday podcast, Rastafari podcast, the Monday podcast. We got today's daily psalm, Psalm 65. Here we also have a double portion for this Shabuah here, for this seventh, this strong here, Matot tribes, 42nd and the 43rd, Masai, the tribe, the journeys, the travel. So right here. Let's rise up a chant right here. Going to reflect on the previous Phineas is the theme here. If you pick up with the 42nd, the first part of this double portion, we have the theme of vows, that word. In the beginning was the word. And from the previous, we had Phineas, whose name means brazen mouth, right? Brazen mouth or mouth of brass. And one interpretation from the Hebrew, fi nahash, and then fi nahash is the serpent. But he didn't say a word. He acted with zeal. So we see a theme from the 41st here to this double portion as we here complete the fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book in the wilderness known as Bamidbar in the Hebrew and called Numbers. But right here for the Monday podcast, the evening service right here on the Inn and the Ira, we have a psalm, the standing psalm, Psalm 48. So let's rise up the chant.
Rastafari, Africa is a must. So no matter post now, cause you have to jump on this your bus, Zion born, right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora. Gadol Adonai Umehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kocho. Yefenof Mesos Kol Haaret, Har Tzion Yartete Tzafon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda'a Lemisgav. Kihine HaMelachim Noadu, Averu Yahdav. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. רעדה אחזתם שם, חיל כיולדה. ברוח קדים תשבר אוניות תרשיש. כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו. אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע. דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכלך. כשמך אלוהים, כן תהילתך על כתבי ארץ, צדק מלאה ימינך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שבו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיתו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Psalm for the Monday, for the second day of the Shavua in the English, KJV, also the Hebrew, here, Royal Amharic right here, the King of the Bible.
Africa is a must, so no matter post now, cause you have to jump on this about Zion Bond, right? Do it!
Mazmur Arbasavat Bekenev Arbasin. በሁለተኛ ሰንበት የቆሬ ልጆች የምስጋና መዝሙር። እግዚአብሔር ትልቅ ነው። በአምላካችን ከተማ በተቀደሰው ተራራ ምስጋናው ብዙ ነው። በሰሜን ወገን በመልካም ስፍራ የቆመ የምድር ሁሉ ደስታ የጽዮን ተራራ ነው። እርሱም የትልቁ ንጉሥ ከተማ ነው። እግዚአብሔር በአዳራሾቿ መጠጊያ ሆኖ ይታወቃል። እነሆ ነገሥታት ተከማችተው በአንድነት መጥተዋል። እነርሱ ሳይተው ተደነቁ፣ ደነገጡ፣ ታወቁ። መንቀጥቀጥ እንደ ወላድ ምጥ በዚያ ያዛቸው። በኃይለኛ ነፋስ የተርሴስን መርከቦች ተሰብራለ። እንደ ሰማን እንዲሁ አየ። በሰራዊት ጌታ ከተማ፣ በአምላካችን ከተማ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ያጠናታል። አምላክ ሆይ በአሕዛብ መካከል ምሕረትህን ተቀበል። አምላክ ሆይ እንደ ስምህ እንዲሁም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ምስጋናህ ነው። ቀኝህ ጽድቅን የተሞላች ናት። አቤቱ ስለ ፍርድህ የጽዮን ተራራ ደስ ይበለው፣ የአይሁድም ሴት ልጆች ሐሴት ያድርጉ። ጽዮንን ክበቧት፣ በዙሪያዋም ተመላለሱ፣ ግንቦቿንም ቁጠሩ፣ በብርታቷ ልባችሁን አኑሩ። አዳራሿን አስቡ፣ ለሚመጣው ትውልድ ትነግሩ ዘንድ። ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይህ አምላካችን ነው፣ እርሱም ለዘላለም ይመራናል።
Psalm 48
Mizmor Menhet Shir Mizmor Livne Kora
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together, they saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion, and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, forever, forever.
Shavua Gold, Jabua, Strong 7 right here, here, here. Picking up with the beginning of this Shabua, well, actually the second day. Monday's the second day, but right here on the Inn and the Irid. Greetings, greetings.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyre with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Andenya, Kasenyo iska arb baluta kenoch, zawater yemi bal. Said on the days from Monday to Friday. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit beta kristian. Gidda gdaochish repazion in kwe eta getunacho. Salam lanchi hun inatachin kavrit. Beta Christian, peace be to you, our mother, O honorable church. Thy walls are embroidered with topaz. Peace, salam, shalom be to thee, our mother, O honorable.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Comes trouble, here comes the danger, sent by the Savior, welcome the Rasta you. I and I start recruit, soldiers for Selassie army, ay. Here comes trouble, here comes the danger, welcome the Savior, welcome the Rasta you. You're not for oxygen, I did general issue in a warning. Your people, them a ball, said them tired of mediocre. Evil a go fall when we tread in Ethiopia. Me leaving from down, cause them life no easy boat. Even Bantan said it's not an easy road. Operation, occupy the motherland. Calling all soldiers to kind each other along. From creation, he writing a job plan. But chronics can't do it alone. So I'm recruiting soldiers coming from near and far, right to executing. Selassie I works and me lost a far right through. And them say here comes trouble, here comes the danger, sent by the Savior, welcome the Rasta you. I'm on a start recruit, soldiers for Selassie I army, aye. Here comes trouble, here comes the danger, welcome the Savior, welcome the Rasta you. You're not for oxygen, I did general issue in a warning poll. Waving the banner red, green and gold. It is such a honor for the season fall. Discovered on stones, on trees and scrolls. And even in the stories that Jesus told. Rasta youth must inherit the earth. Can't sit down, Jaja send me for words. Bring the fire in a room, Jaja send me for purge. But I can't do it alone, Rasta recruiting. Soldiers coming from near and far, I see. Executing, still I see I work and be lost afar, right through. Here comes trouble, here comes the danger, sent by the Savior, welcome there after you. I and I a start recruit, soldiers, still I see I army, hey. Here comes trouble, here comes the danger, welcome the Savior, welcome there after you. You're not the oxygen, I did general issue in a warning, hey. Left or right, the soldiers are gone. Left, right, the soldiers are gone. Hey, could I never throw it down, oh boy. Yeah, I will say left, right, the soldiers are gone. Left, right,
comes trouble, my friend, and here comes danger. Rastafari, send me come, I say we're sent by the Savior. Here comes trouble, my friend, here comes danger. Oh, oh. Puna. And them say, here comes trouble, here comes the danger, here comes trouble. Boo-a, 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 here comes trouble, here comes the danger, sent by the Savior, welcome the Rasta.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai.
Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Yes, 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 yes. Tribes of the chant, the evening service, or the evening service right here, here, here. Yes,
when praying Father Minyan, here, 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 evening service for Sabbaths and festivals. When praying Father Minyan, Father 10, begin with El Melech Ne'eman. El, true good, true God, is our faithful King. El Melech.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings the Redeemer to their children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to keep holy unto you as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, the Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires strengthening. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. Oh, behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year, and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty, and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times, and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing, and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offerings and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores your divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hands, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficence. You are the beneficent one, for your mercy is never ceased, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolence. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessings, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, pour of light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our Father, that the Beit HaMikdash be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah.
In your amen. Torah. In your amen. Torah. In your amen. Torah. In your amen. Torah. In your amen. Torah.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord?
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
The Hebrews are the Hebrews.
That's true.
And those who get true, them will never lose.
A shocking Mori and dance
this
and I'm
one dedicated to all Hebrews.
Aye. Let them know.
Israel.
You want them on side.
Calling on my people.
Call them out, call them out.
Israel. Rise and stand again.
Rise, O Israel.
Israel.
Call them out, call them out.
The table is turning.
We said the table needs to turn, you know.
Israel. Rise and stand again.
Now listen when me say, the rise of Israel and take your stand. Man, we have to know we self in at the Armageddon. We are Israelite and not West Indian. Me tell them say, West is just another compass direction.
Israel, calling on my people. Israel. Rise and stand again. Israel, the table is turning.
In a moment, sir.
Israel,
I'm calling on my
rise
people.
And stand again.
Hear what the man say. How did we reach in Africa from the first place? Oh, Israel. When the Roman Empire invaded us, in a Jerusalem we did dwell. Yes. 70 AD the Romans invaded, and we were fleeing from the Roman persecution. End up in West Africa, oh, for so long we were there in exile among the children of Am.
Israel,
you want the man to say?
Calling on my people. Rise and stand again. Israel, the table is turning.
The table is a turn again.
Israel, rise and stand again.
I and I are slaves.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah.
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And it's all praises to the Most High, you know, the Holy One of Israel. Bless and sanctify, them and those.
Hallelujah.
All that of the spiritual power, you know what I'm saying.
Hallelujah.
The one of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
The one of the Hebrews.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah.
ירושלים תשכח ימיני כי משחקיה ירושלים תדבק לשוני
Yes. Queen Makeda with I Am Shem for that humble Israel. That was Shocking Murray. S.I. Humble Israel. So here we have a double portion here as we complete the fourth book of Moses here in the wilderness, the Bar Midbar, a.k.a. the Numbers. We have a double portion right here. So let's begin right here with the verbum incarnatum. Mila Hahita Galmuto, the word incarnate. Yes, I. Beginning was the word. So right here.
Are ye not
here
as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Sabbatical study. This Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. 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 Here. Shema Israel. Give ear and hear, O Israel. 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 This Torah portion reading and feeding, 42nd Rastafari sabbatical study. Here. This manna, this angel's bread, picking up with the Mim Beit, the 42nd weekly Torah portion reading and feeding here in Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study, and here for this Shabbat Strong, picking up with the fourth book of Moses, the Hebrew book that's called Numbers, the Sefer Bamidbar, Numbers chapter 30. Concerning the law of vows, the law of vows. And here, Shema, give ear, here is the Rishon Aliyah, the first reading, the first up offering up here for this Shabbat. Matot. Tribes. Sabbath of the tribes. Matot Hamatot. The tribes. Here for the Rishon Aliyah, picking up with Numbers chapter 30. B'shem Ha'am Ve'Habein Ve'Ruacha Kadosh Yahuwah Ahad. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, He who be, we be, the One. The law of vows. Compare and contrast with the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 5, verses 33 to 37. But here, in the KJV, we pick up with the first verse in the Chumash Synagogue Torah, and in the Hebrew, we pick up with the second verse in the Hebrew corresponding to KJV, the King James Version, and the Western English translations to Numbers chapter 30, verse 1. Vaydaber Moshe il Rashi Hamatot libnei Yisrael leimor ze hadavar asher tziwah Yahuwah. And Moshe spake, and Moses spoke to the heads of the tribes. Vaydaber Moshe il Rashi Hamatot. Il Rashi Hamatot. The tribes concerning the children of Yisrael. Livnei Yisrael Leimor, saying, This is the thing which Yahweh, which Jehovah hath commanded. Ze hadavar asher tziwah Yahweh. If a man vow a vow to Jehovah, to He who be, we be HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, or swear an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceedeth out of his mouth. If a woman also vow a vow la Yahuwah to Jehovah and bind herself by a bond, being in her father's bait, in her father's house, in her youth, and her father hear her vow and her bond wherewith she hath bound her soul, and her father shall hold his peace at her, then all her vows shall stand, and every bond wherewith she hath bound her soul shall stand. But if her father disallow her in the day that he heareth not any of her vows or of her bonds wherewith she hath bound her soul shall stand. And Yahweh Jehovah shall forgive her because her father disallowed her And if she had at all an husband when she vowed or uttered aught out of her lips wherewith she bound her soul, and her husband heard it and held his peace at her in the day that he heard it, then her vows shall stand, and her bonds wherewith she bound her soul shall stand. But if her husband disallowed her on the day that he heard it, then he shall make her vows which she vowed, and that which she uttered with her lips, wherewith she bound her soul, of none effect. And Yahweh and Jehovah shall forgive her. But every vow of a widow and of her that is divorced, wherewith they have bound their souls, shall stand against her. And if she vowed in her husband's bait, her husband's house, or bound her soul by a bond with an oath, and her husband heard it and held his peace at her and disallowed her not, then all her vows shall stand, and every bond wherewith she bound her soul shall stand. But if her husband hath utterly made them void on the day he heard them, then whatsoever proceedeth out of her lips concerning her vows or concerning the bond of her soul, of her nephesh, of her psyche, shall not stand. Her husband hath made them void, and Yahweh Jehovah shall forgive her. Every vow and every binding oath to afflict the psyche, the nephesh, the soul, her husband may establish it, or her husband may make it void. But if her husband altogether hold his peace at her from day to day, then he establisheth all her vows or all her bonds which are upon her. He confirmeth them because he held his peace at her in the day that he heard them. But if he shall anyways make them void after that he heard them, then he shall bear her iniquity. These are the statutes which Yahweh Jehovah commanded Moshe, Moses, between a man and Ishto and his wife, between the father and his daughter, being yet in her youth, in her father's bait, in her father's house. Shema Yisrael, hear, hear, hear. Give ear and hear. Here is the Sheni Aliyah, the second offering up, the second reading here for this Shabbat Matot. Fourth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Numbers, chapter 31. The judgment on Midian. The judgment on Midian. Compare and contrast with Numbers, chapter 25, verses 6 to 18. But here, here, here for the Sheni Aliyah, for the second reading, the second up offering, offering up, Anaphora, for this Shabbat Matot. Numbers chapter 31. Vaydaber Yahweh el Moshe leimor, and Jehovah spake to Moshe, Moses, leimor, saying, Nikom nikmata bnei Israel meitah midayanim achad teasef el ameka. Avenge the children of Israel of the Midianites. Nikom nikamata bnei Yisrael. Afterward shalt thou be gathered to thy people. Nikom nikamata bnei Yisrael me'etah midyanim achar me'aseifa il ameka. Afterward thou shalt be gathered to thy people. Achar te'asif il ameka. And Moses, Moshe, spake to Ha'am, the people, Lemor, saying, arm some of yourselves to the war, and let them, and make them go against the Midianites, and avenge Yahweh Jehovah of Midian. Of every tribe 1,000 throughout all the tribes of Israel shall ye, y'all, send to the war. So there were delivered out of the thousands of Israel 1,000 of every tribe, 12,000 armed for war. And Moshe, Moses, Musa, sent them to the war, 1,000 of every tribe, them and Pinchas Phinehas, the son of Eleazar HaKohen, of Eleazar the priest, to the war with the holy instruments, the Ila instruments, and the trumpets to blow in his hand. And they warred against the Midianites, as Yahweh Jehovah commanded Moshe, and they slew all the males, and they slew the kings of Midian, beside the rest of them that were slain, namely Evi, and Rechem, and Zor, and Hor, and Reba, five kings of Midian. Bilam, Balaam, also the son of Beor, they slew with the sword. And the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, took all the women of Midian captives, and their little ones, and took the spoil of all their cattle, and all their flocks, and all their goods, and they burnt all their cities wherein they dwelt, and all their goodly castles with fire. And they took all the spoil, and all the prey, both of men and of beasts. And they brought the captives and the prey and the spoil to Moshe, Moses, and Eleazar HaKohen, Eleazar the priest, and to the congregation, the aggregation, the Bnei Yisrael, to the camp at the plains of Moab, which are by Yarden, Jordan, near Jericho.
Wow. Revenge. Jah, Jehovah, the Lord, if you please, he tells the children of Israel to get revenge. And they say, vengeance, right? Vengeance is mine, saith Jehovah. But why in this case does Jehovah authorize revenge against the Midianites? So here we have a double portion right here. So let's begin right here with this double portion. We got more to cover right here as we seal up right here this fourth book.
These are those that were numbered, which Moses and Aaron numbered, and the princes of Israel, being 12 men. Each one was for the house of his fathers. Each one was for the house of his fathers, 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 for the house of his fathers. So were all those that were numbered of the children of Israel by the house of their fathers from 20 years old and upward, all that were able to go forth to war in Israel, forth to war in Israel, forth to war in Israel, forth to war.
Not me.
Woo.
Hey, bit of information for you, motherfuckers. I shall plan my enemies until them die. You shoot on a fucker's bullseye. Bye-bye! Let's go! I trample upon my enemies until them die. Batman shoot to bullseye. The poor penai my eye. Yeah, why? In the middle of the street, in front of the crowd, what a fun, pop up my gun, shoot him to none, girl, crying out, what have you done, what's out to be, don't talk to me, a motherfucker, run! Got a whole lot of gun, I need a whole lot of more, yeah, man, I think I'm fun, but you gotta make sure you never know what I'm teaching, so therefore I never snore, I'm stuck from feeling to flip, in the moment like me, surely please my soul, the warmth of your love, keep me out the cold, cause I've been out here just roaming on, robbing anybody, my gun in my palm, gun in my palm, oh, yeah, the motherfuckers, yo! I trample on my enemies until they die. Rasta man, took the poor in my mind. Bye. Woo! While I sleep beneath the sheet, it's like creep. I never listen to when I speak. There's a little place to feed my bread. Those motherfuckers put the price on your head. Let them come because they gon' fall. Like a motherfucker don't have to do every brick wall. What you saying to me? What's wrong with you? Have you lost your sense? Well, put a cap in your life or put a cap in your friend. Motherfuckers are ugly, I need to use my lead. I jump a stone in this motherfucking beginning. Fucking pussies. Listen. I trample on this wheel.
we pick up with numbers. Let's go over some of the basics here and then zoom in on this aspect here concerning the vengeance or the revenge that Jehovah, who all vengeance belongs to, he issues this war order right here to avenge. So the one to whom all vengeance belongeth, he issues, according to his righteous judgment, from time to time, vengeance against enemies. So is the Bible a pacifist book? It all depends, right? Whose peace is concerned. But right here, he also Median is the subject matter right here because it's against the Medianites, not the Moabites. Call Medina. I hear Medina. We hear ones and ones, you know, from the more Ishmael and Islamic perspective of Median and Medea, time of Muhammad. But going way back, right, to Median. Who is Median? Median, also Madian, sometimes spelled as M-I-D-I-A-N, other times as M-A-D-I-A-N in Acts of the Apostles, the authorized version of the KJV, Acts chapter 7, verse 29, as Madian, M-A-D-I-A-N. So we have Median. In the Hebrew, Median comes from the root sense of rule, to rule, government, judgment, subjugation, striving, contending, pleading, strife, and contention. So right here we have the Midianites, the Midiani. Some bring out the sense of the word as strife. Midiani, right? It's a patronymical names named on what the forefathers, their forefathers, descent from their forefather. So we have Midian, son of Abraham, by Keturah. So we have the Midianites, according to the scriptures and the narrative in the first book of Bereishit, Genesis. We have the Midianites coming from the descendancy of Abraham's third wife, Keturah, right, son of Abraham by Keturah, and progenitor of the tribe of Midianites, or some say Arabians. We have the tribe descended from Midian, right? The territory of the tribe descended from Midian, located principally, it is said, in the desert north of the Arabian Peninsula, land to which Moshe went when he fled from Pharaoh. So now getting to the root right here of Median, right here, going to right here is H4079, Midian, some enunciate as Madian, strife, contention, brawling, contention. Getting to the root, the H4066, we have Madon. What is Madon? Madon is strife, contention. The object of contention is the Madon. Also a contest or a quarrel, a Madon. Brawling, contention, discord, strife, Madon. Now, this is said to come from the H1777 is the word Deen. We have two forms of it, Deen with the Yod and with the Wow, we have Dun. Deen and Dun. Here we have a verb, getting to the verbal root. We have to judge, to plead, to contend, to act as a judge, the Deen, the Don. Like we say, John Hoy in them heart. Don Hoy, John Hoy, the Don, even the tribe of Dan. To judge, to contend, to plead, to act as judge, a minister, judgment. Also to plead a cause. If one plead a cause, that's the Deen, the Don. Interesting. I've been quoting this verse from the Quran. Remember my earthly father, he always to say this kind of verse. How the verse goes, I think it's the Surah of the Kafirun. It says, your deen be to you, right, and my deen be to me, right? I think it's Lakem adinukum wali adini. In other words, your judgment. But the deen, in that sense, in the Islamic sense, from the Arabic, brings out the sense of like the judgment is almost like your religion, your faith, what you have faith in, what you credit will lead to whatever your judgment is. So that deen, so your deen. So here we have deen getting just to the root right here, to execute judgment, to requite, also to vindicate. But then the word deen can be to govern, right? To govern, to govern in one sense, to contend and to strive in the next sense. The nephile of this root word deen and doon is to be at strife or to quarrel. So it depends on the spirit, the context, not the letter of the law, but the spirit. So in the context of it, Strong's bring this out. Strong's says compare with the H113, which is Adon. Adon. Compare Madan with Adon. Right? Adon, Adawan, Adun, Adon. Like we say Adonai, Adonai. Firm, strong. Also brought out in the translation as Lord and Master, the Adon. We say Ha-Adon. We speak about like the Lord Yeshua. Ha-Adon, Yeshua, Ha-Adon. So we have Adon, Lord Master in the Hebrew. It has a reference to men. Also the sense of like a superintendent of household affairs. In the ancient world was like an Adon, Adon, right? Also a master was an Adon. Also king, right? We say like Melech or Ha-Adon, Ha-Melech, Melech ha Adon, we use that, the king, the Lord king. Also, it's using reference to Elohim, to the power, to the source. So this word Adon, right, is both linked with reference to man, to God, and to man. It's like the Lord God, you know, Ha-Adon, Ha-Adon, Yahuwah, Yahweh, the Lord or the master of the whole earth, right, lords and kings. And we could go through this also in some senses, the use of the word a husband may refer to as an Adon, as we have in the Brit Chadasha, where it speaks of the daughters, and it uses Sarah as an example, as his Matthew Kramawi Hadassalasi uses Tegemene as a Sarah example, and says that she called him Adon, she called him Lord or husband. So Adon, a respectful way to refer to like the husband or the king man, right? Like even among Rastafari, we say, my lord, you know, ladies and my lord, in that sense, my lord, my lady. In that sense, prophets were referred to as Adon, governors, princes, kings, right? So we have a reference to both God and to man here, right? Just to make this link right here, and the translation, bringing out the translation sense of a sovereign is an Adon. But from the root sense, it's still there to rule, right, or a controller, both whether human or divine, God or man. As in the beginning, God and man was one, but, you know, hopefully we repair that breach. But getting back here to the root right here, the doon sense, to rule, the doon, the don sense, the implication is to judge, also to strive. So then the striving, it's important for us to understand the striving and this contention, even the brawling, right? In the true sense, this striving is a striving at law, ha-Torah, right? A striving at Torah, striving at law, right? To contend, contending in the sense of like a legal sense, like in court, right? To execute judgment, right? To both contend in court, right? To plead a case, and then once a case has been decided, to go forth and to execute the judgment, so sentence, so said. The judge to minister judgment, that sense of ministering judgment is to execute the judgment. For example, in the Hebrew we have the shafat, to judge, which means like to weigh, you're weighing something. And the shofet, which is the judge, right? But the shofet is the judge that weighs the case, right, and renders the decision according to Torah, according to law. And then the don or the deen, in that sense, will be the ones who would execute, right, the judge's judgment to plead the cause at strife. So right here, just getting to the very root of the Midian, right, called Medina. So Medina actually comes from the same root as Midian. Looking at the primary, you know, triconsonantal Afro-Shemitic root, we have the M, the D, and the N. As that root and the words related to that particular root. So we have rule, government, judgment, subjugation, striving, contending, pleading, strife, contention. As we mentioned, he was the fourth mentioned son of Abraham by his Second, some regard Keturah as a second wife. In some cases, they may regard Hagar as a second wife, but it seems like she went from, you know, her status changed. She had a status change in the relationship. So here, fourth mentioned son of Abraham by his second wife, Keturah, according to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 25, verse 2. From him, the Midianites were descended. Now, Moshe, it must be recalled, he went to the land of Midian. The land of Midian, and he dwelt there when he fled from Paro, when he fled from the great house, you know, when he fled from the old white house or the white walls, you know, the great house and the king, the Melech of Mitzrayim in Exodus chapter 2, verse 15. So that's just a five cycle. That's the basic, you know, that's the first of the two truths, right? The physical, the earthly type. Now we get more into the inner type, right? The more refined sense of it. Median, the metaphysical of Median. Median pertains to rule and government. Median pertains to rule and government. Remember, the root is the deen, is the dune and the don sense, right, of that judgment sense, a certain sense of dominion in consciousness that comes about when the union of Abraham and Abraham here, according to the Hebrew metaphysics, represents the first activity of the emuna, of the Imnet, of the Amen, of the Emuna in human consciousness, Abraham, right? And Keturah, or Keturah, seeing that Keturah has to do with like the Keturet is like the Aishan's offering, the Keturet, Keturah or Keturah, a phase of the soul consciousness that though still in sense, still in the senses, right? Like the outer, we say the outer sense, right, aspires to higher things, right, for the body. And then here's a reference to go into Keturah for more on this context. But moving forward, this sense of dominion, while it includes and is founded in a degree of discrimination and understanding. They say that understanding is the ability to be able to articulate a difference between two things, even two similar things, and understanding. So a sense of discrimination, right, in the higher sense of discrimination and understanding. Thus, discrimination and understanding in the higher sense brings out what we mean by judgment. Even of Elohim and of higher things is full of contention and strife. Once again, this sense of dominion, while it includes and is founded and grounded in a degree of discrimination and understanding representing judgment, even of Elohim and of higher things, is full of contention and strife. It is not spiritual, but is opposed to real spiritual truth. The Midianites, descendants of Midian, they were enemies of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons of Israel. They represent contentious thoughts, also judgment or discrimination in the sense consciousness. Once again, to use the example of what we mean by this, well, from Robeno and from the Kevra Neges, I think it's a 100 and which chapter, 110, the chapter that says when the angels, when they had rebelled, right, the rebellion of the angels. And it was speaking about HaSatan and Satan, and saying that Satan really doesn't have any power, really, you know, real power, you know, to grab, to seize, to hold. But what Satan's power is to germinate, right, or to sow, in other words, a seed, like a thought, right, like a thought in our ground, in our consciousness, in our mind. And if we are not doing due diligence, you know, like those husbandmen that went asleep and Satan came and he sowed seeds, right? You know, the weeds, the tears among the good wheat, right? So it said that man has in him 10 faculties, 5 of them wise and 5 of them foolish. So in reading the cover and the guest there, the Holy Spirit reminded me of what Robeno, Yeshua, the rabbi, Yeshua HaMoshiach, what he said concerning the parable and the analogy, his proverb, right, concerning the 5 wise and the 5 foolish virgins. And then looking at the reality of our senses, right, there is the physical senses, We have five senses, right? And hopefully most ones can use and experience those five senses, but we also have like five physical, five psycho senses and five metaphysical or spiritual senses. We have the ability to see with the eyes or through the eyes, right, the agency of the eyes, but then we also have that first eye that they falsely call the third eye, which is the commandment, you know, that we should write them, you know, on our hands, right? And also, you know, between our eyes, that first eye right there. Give thanks, Sinai brother Ross Seymour. He reminded me that they always call it like the third eye. You know, people say the third eye, right? But actually, if you look at the development of a fetus, of a seed, right, in the womb of a woman in the matrix, you see that the eye, right, there's that first eye that's called the third eye that develops before the other two eyes. Kind of interesting how that goes right there. Also with hearing, you know, so there's physical hearing, right? And then there's spiritual hearing. And there's a higher form of hearing. Even dogs and certain animals, they hear certain sounds. Cats and other animals, they see certain things, right, that no doubt we have the potential to, but somehow we've fallen from that. So this is what is meant by when we're speaking about sense consciousness. So they represent contentious thoughts, also judgment or discrimination in sense consciousness. In other words, judging from the foolish or the outer sense is not the inner sense. The inner sense, right? The inner sense. Judgment of the senses according to outer appearances. Why Robenu said, do not judge by the appearance. Right? Judgment of senses according to outer appearances, what happens? It produces discordant, right? Not harmonious, not shalomful, discordant thoughts, jealousies, and the like. Moving forward, that was Median there, right? We could say like the patriarch. Now to the Ites who are like the Medianites, of or belonging to Median. Now, descendants of Median, Abraham's son by Keturah. So this might be one of the reasons why both Yitro, Jethro, as well as Balaam, who gets slain in this double portion right here, you know, why they knew of Yahweh, right, because of their descendancy, right, from Abraham, right, by way of Keturah, her name, Aishans, yes, and inhabitants of the land of Median. So we have Genesis chapter 37, verse 28, and Numbers chapter 31, verse 1. The meta. What's the meta now? That's the basic. Here's the meta. Discrimination or judgment in sense consciousness. The Medianites are those who are of discrimination and judgment in the outer, in the sense consciousness. We could say in the carnal mind. Another way of bringing it out would be like the carnal mind. Also, strife and contention. Now, in Judges chapter 7, the downpressers, the ops, the oppressors, the ops are represented by the Midianites, meaning strife. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, had not fully followed the command. Again, the sons of Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael, had not fully followed the command. Which command? Quote, thou shalt not make to thee a graven image, end quote. They were not strong enough to hold steady, and let and allow the divine, imaging power do its perfect work. So instead of allowing the divine, right, to manifest and to reveal, verbum incarnatum, you know what I mean, to reveal itself, right? Instead, they were not strong enough, right? And he turned to the graven and engraved images instead of holding steady and allowing the divine, even the divine mind's imaging power to do its perfect work and to reveal who he is. They tried to go ahead of Ha'adon, go ahead of the master, the sovereign, go ahead of Yahuwah HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be his name, and false images, false standards, misunderstandings were established. This resulted in strife in both the soul, the psyche, and the environment, or that is to say, both within the soul, the nefesh, and without, both within and without. To many people, there is no other enemy that is so difficult to eliminate as strife. It's enough people, right? All nations, right? All peoples on this earthly plane. There is no other enemy that is so difficult to eliminate as strife. For example, petty quarrels, jealousies, uncharitable, unloving thoughts, how they come back again and again and again and again. Nor can they ever be overcome except by the divine love. The mind that was in HaMoshiach Yeshua, they cannot be overcome except by the divine love. The mind that was in the Messiah Yeshua, quote, who, when he was reviled not again. Didn't get into that little, like, low vibration, like a tit for tat. He didn't get into that, right? When he suffered, he threatened not, right, like out of fear, you know, but committed himself to him, even the Elohim, Ha'ab, that judgeth righteously. Strife and contention must be put wholly, completely, holistically out of our life, out of our liberty, before we can entirely possess the promised land, that state of mind. We must, quote, smite the Midianites as one man, end quote. You check that in the scripts where it says, and smite the Midianites as one man, as one corporate body, right? As one man. What does that mean, Havarim? Impersonal evil, and that even as a claim that never was and never shall be. As an impersonal evil that even as a claim never was and never shall be. So here just touching on some of the metaphysics and the basics on Median, because we have this double portion here. In the first part of this double portion, we have Matot. Matot, Matot, Matot. So it's in Matot, actually the 31st chapter, right, that we get this this vengeance order. But first of all, let's just go through an overview right here. So the overview right here, for the first part of this double portion, the overview right here, Matot. Matot means tribes. The Matah is like the staff that the tribal leader carries, and the Matot is like tribes, right? But there's a connection with the Matah, Mateh, right? The staff. So the synopsis right here for the 42nd, RSS 42 for Shabbat Matot, the first part of this double portion here, previously, right, for continuity purpose, in the previous sabbatical study, the previous Shabbat Strong, we had Pinchas, right, or Phineas. This ended with the description of the central sacrifice required at the tabernacle, at the Mishkan, namely the daily sacrifice of a defect-free male lamb with unleavened bread and wine. The unleavened bread and wine known as the Korban Tamid. Korban, the offering, Tamid, the continual offering. Remember we touched also on the connection, right, even within the Amidah, right, in the studies Hebraically, Judaically, where we have prayer, right, prayer and offering of our lips, the word, sound, and power, and intent of our heart, instead of the debtors. So we get to the Zoweter, in the Amharic, in the royal order, you know, of His Majesty, we get the Zoweter Tzelot, the Zoweter Tzelot, the Zoweter continual prayer, right? So the continual prayer, right, in the new covenant sense, right, in a sense, replaces, we could say, the debtors and the blood sacrifices as they were. But we have the Melchizedek sacrifice here, which is that unleavened bread and that wine, the Korban and the Tamid. Now, in addition to this, special daily offering, various sacrifices for the Shabbat, even for the Shabbat day, and the other festivals, right, of the Hebrew, we could say the churchical year. What do we mean by the Hebrew churchical year? Well, what does Stephen say in Acts of the Apostle? The church that was in the wilderness, speaking about the tabernacle here, where are we? Bamidbar, fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book known as Numbers. So we have these being specified. Now, moving forward from the 41st here to the 42nd, this sabbatical study, this Torah reading and feeding here, we have Matot. Matot, tribes. It begins with Moshe, Moses instructing the heads of the tribes of Yisrael regarding the laws, the Torot, the direction, the instructions of making vows. Now, the vows in the Hebrew, the nadar, vow, singular sense, nadarim are vows, right? A vow. What is a vow? Nadar. What's a nadar? Either to do something, a vow is either word, sound, power to do something, or to abstain from doing something. A vow is like a votive. When you say vote, you know, and the word vote really means just to give you a word, like yay or nay, your word sound, right? The word sound. So a vow, right, is either to do something, a word sound to do something, or a word sound to abstain. Right, abstain from doing something, was regarded as binding. So it's about binding. Use that term, binding. Right, binding, lifnei Yahuwah. Now, let's just zoom in on that word, binding. People talk about the sacrifice and Isaac and sacrifice. Well, it wasn't a sacrifice of Isaac, but it was the akedah, the binding. Interesting that it was a binding, like when the sacrifices in the days of you say animal and blood sacrifices and debtors sacrifice, animals were bound, right? Even to the horn, to the altar, they were bound, right? And then we also have contractual covenant. When we do business, we use the same language that something is a covenant is binding. A contract is binding. One's word is binding. We say one's word is bond. At least we used to say that, right? Word is bond, right? Word is bond. So the vow, right, was regarded as binding lifnei Yahuwah before he who be we be, the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be, prospered be, praised be the name. Though it could be, right, a vow could be in certain limited, and this point is this out, this is a very limited, these are regulations, only in certain limited circumstances could it be annulled. Could it be annulled? For example, a father, right, a father has a authority and responsibility to annul the vow of his daughter. Remember what a vow is. A vow is either to do something or to abstain from doing something. And a husband had, you know, the vow of his wife, had the authority and responsibility of ishto, esheto, his offset. If he does so within the so-called 24 hours, so to speak, of hearing the vow's declaration, right? But now, what's interesting is that if he does not, getting into the details, if he does not, then whatever she said that she would do that he has canceled by his responsibility and his authority now is upon him. Another point here, Colonel will say, well, oh, but the husband is like sexist or something like that. But you know what I'm looking at here? I'm looking at when a man vows, his vow can't be annulled. You see, for a daughter, you know, the father could, annul that or disannul that word sound, right? As well as for a wife, right? The husband, her king man, could disannul that, right? And if he didn't do it in the proper time, then he is responsible for Jehovah for whatever she vowed. But wait, what about when a man does it? You know, who can a man, you know, I, you know, we make a vow. So in studying this here, we have to put it into a good context right there. You know, some might say, oh, it's in fear for a father to do it for the daughter, right? Like they're crazy or something, or even the husband to do it for the wife, right? But think about it. Nobody could do it for a man. A B'nai Yisrael, when we talk about the sons of Israel, right, to whom more is given, more is required to be first in place, one must be first in merit. Just a little note right there. Right, that these limited circumstances don't include a man. A man has to, right, basically keep his word. If he vowed to do something, then do it. If he vowed to abstain from doing something, then abstain from doing something. Like when we say, I and I as Rastafari and many others have read the Tehillim, the Psalm, right, Psalm 19, words of my mouth, right, the meditation of my heart, right, be accepted in thy sight. Next point here for Matot is that Yahuwah, Jehovah commanded Moshe to take vengeance upon the Midianites for their role in plotting the moral destruction of the Bnei Yisrael, for plotting the moral destruction of Israel, right, through the evil counsel of Balaam, of Beor. Now, this is also very interesting. We talk about what's happened to black people and the music industry, and right, has demoralized the people. I think it's Plato, didn't check on that, but I think it's Plato. He said if a people listen to the wrong kind of music, they become the wrong kind of people. All right. So Jehovah commanded Moshe to take vengeance upon the Midianites for the role that they played in the moral destruction of the sons of Israel through the evil counsel of Balaam of Beor, led by, you know who, from the previous Torah portion, by Pinhas, Phinehas, right? Led by Phinehas, 12,000 Israelite warriors, 1,000 from each tribe. Now, here's what's interesting, Chabarim, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and after the Order of Melchizedek, what's interesting is the Kever Negest, right? In the Kever Negest, this is the same equation that we find of those who had accompanied the son of King Solomon of Yisrael and queen of Sheba, Makeda, right? We had 1,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Yisrael. So here, led by Phinehas, 12,000 Israelite warriors, 1,000 from each tribe, attacked and killed every Midianite, including the arch enemy, Balaam, and the five kings of Midian. Now, remember that this new generation, we have a new generation, not the old heads. This is not the old heads. They basically had their 40 years wandering around. But here we're getting a new generation. Jah calling the youth because they are strong. A new generation is on the rise, right? And this new generation is already dealing with many of the 31. We have 31 kings. So the Israelites in going into the land didn't have just one tribe to deal with, one or two tribes to deal with. They had 31, right? They had 31 kings. The sons of Israel had to deal with 31 kings, had to knock out 31 kings. So right here, they're knocking out Midian. Right now, some weep and lament and say, oh, look at that. That's not right. Look what they did to the Midianites. Then they take the woman and then this and then this. But they don't think about, wait, hold on. What really happened? What was the cause of this vengeance here? People look at it and say, oh, this is violence, and the Bible is violent. Look at the killing and everything. But look at this. Look at the reality of what went on, right? It says that the curse causeless, you know, the consequence causeless shall not come, right? You know what I mean? So if a curse or a consequence, something happens, is because something happens. When the victorious Israelites returned to the camp, they took the Midianite woman, children, cattle, and other possessions as spoil of war. Hold up. Moshe was not happy about this. He reprimanded the officers for keeping the woman alive. Now people say, oh, they're killing the woman. But wait, the Midianites, instead of, if they didn't like the Israelites so much, why didn't they just come out on the battlefield and just fight? Why are you going to send your woman? Why are you going to whore out your woman to us in order to get us morally upped up? Right, so now we're under, you know, Jehovah's consequences for disobedience. So you remember continuity. Previously, Balak hired Balaam to curse, right, Yisrael. Balaam knew of Jehovah, and Jehovah put a word in his mouth, and he had to bless Israel three times. And then he gave a judgment against Moab that would happen in the time, some say, of the Messiah, right? And then along the way, as they tried it, right, it is said that Balaam, right, he taught Balak and the Midianites what to do. He said, this people, right, cannot be cursed, but if you can get the people to curse themselves. So what did they do? They sent their woman. What about pimping out and whoring out their own woman? You know, I hear a lot of ones talk about, oh, what the Israelites did to the woman and what they did to the men and how they killed all the Midianites and everything. But, you know, isn't it better just to have a fair fight? You know, a fair fight, you know? There was a point from the previous that we want to just insert right here. There was a point from the previous, there was one of the questions that had come up concerning this very, very matter. Oh, yeah, the 21st question from the 41st, the previous. How do we know that tempting someone to sin, to uck up, is worse than killing him? That question there. How do we know that tempting someone to sin, to uck up, to miss the mark, to fall short, to lack, is worse than killing him? Well, the nations here in the wilderness in Numbers that had tried to seduce Yisrael to uck up, the sons of Israel to uck up like Midian, they were to be annihilated. However, those who simply fought against Yisrael in battle were allowed to convert and join the nation, right? And Moab is given as one particular example right there, though there's probably a few better examples. But for Ruth's sake, you know, that's a good example. So Moses was not happy about this. So the men, right, they killed the men who didn't want to come out and fight, but instead hoard out their wives, their daughters, maybe even their mothers, you know, to the Israelites, you know, to get us off track. You know what I mean? So Moses, he reprimanded them for keeping the woman alive. Why? Because they were the cause of the plague on the Israelites in the first place. Right? Moshe therefore ordered that all Midianite prisoners of war, all POWs, were to be executed, except for 16,000 virgin girls. Right? Now, true, if we look at this today, you know, we'll say this, that was a war crime, so forth and so on. But we have to put everything within its proper context. You know, everything in its proper context. The warriors, unclean by contact with the dead. Now, these warriors who are victorious, they're still unclean, right? After the war, they're unclean by contact with the dead. They were then required to stay outside the camp for 7 days to undergo ritual purification. The spoils of war were then divided equally between the warriors on the one hand and the entire congregation on the other hand. The soldiers, grateful for their miraculous victory, it is said that not a single son of Israel was killed, contributed 1/50 of their spoils to the Levites, the Halloween, and made an additional freewill offering at the Mishkan at the tabernacle. Now, another main point here that connects with the opening point of this 42nd sabbatical study, Matot, is concerning our word, the words of our mouth, concerning a vow. The tribes of Reuben and Gad and half of the tribe of Manasseh were asked permission to settle in the pasture of Gilead on the east side, said to be on the east side of the Jordan, since they had large herds of cattle. At first, Moses, he hotly disapproved of their request. See, what the tribes did, Reuben and Gad and half of the tribe of Manasseh, they had a lot of, you know, cattle, a lot of animals. So they knew the Israelites about to cross over and to go into, you know, the promised land. But they wanted that land where they were on the east side because they thought this was good for their cattle. You know, it was very green. They could graze their cattle and was beneficial for them. So now what they're asking is asking for permission now, instead of crossing over and entering to the land, but to settle in the pasture of Gilead, right? Because they had large herds of cattle. At first, Moses, he hotly disapproved of their request. Why? Because he was very concerned that the other tribes would lose heart. You know, like we're also to go in and, you know, all together, each one, you know, each one for one another, you know. And then these others say, well, we're going to stay back over here because it's comfy over here for us, right? So this is one reason why Moses was so hot at first, right? That the other tribes are going to lose heart if these tribes, right, stayed behind during the conquest of the Canaan, the Africanite land. However, when the tribal leaders made a vow, so here we're getting both the Torah and we're getting a case study, like an example. We're getting the Torah, the direction instruction, right, at the top of this Torah reading and feeding, Matot, and here with Reuben, Gad, and half of the tribe of Manasseh, we're getting a case study, like case law, case Torah. However, when the tribal leaders made a vow to join the fight while their families remained in Gilead, Moshe finally agreed. Now, let me say this right here. You know, that's just the beginning of the narrative, the beginning of the story. There's a moral to the story, because what happened is that these particular tribes, they never fulfilled their word. They never kept their word. And then when it came down to the captivity, we find these very tribes, too, were the first to go into captivity. How interesting is that? Going to take a Rhema, you know, right now word right here. Going to take a little, this is a Rhema tune, Rhema dub right here on vow. This is called the Nazarene. Not Nazarite, but Nazarene vow. Tony Rebel right here. Psalm 65 right here. Bring up Psalm 65. Today's really song. Yes. I'm a little hesitant to play this tune right here, because sometimes, you know, this tune is one by Vaughn Benjamin, Earth is the Lord's. We're going to, you know, still play it and share it right here. Excellent tune right here for today's daily psalm, Psalm 65. But let's get a basic first here, right here. Yes, Rastafari, Psalm 65.
Psalm 65. Praise waiteth for thee, O God in Zion,
and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing.
Yes, yes, yes. A harvest hymn. We have a harvest hymn right here. Today's daily psalm, but the opening part right there. To thee the vow is performed. Wow. here one of the main themes here in this double portion here, according to the royal order, we have Matot and Masai. Matot and Masai. And in Matot, it picks up with vow, with the Torot, the direction, instruction, the law concerning the vow, the law concerning vow. Yes, sir. So a harvest hymn, a song of praise to Elohim for the prospect of an abundant harvest. This is the subject of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech Hey. Mizmor Samech Hey, Psalm 65, Psalm LXV, a harvest hymn. In addition to extolling him, Elohim, for his bounty, the nature of nature, nature of nature is Elohim for his bounty. The poet here is Davidic. A psalm, a song of David. The poet alludes to a recent deliverance of the nation from peril. Interesting, as we just compare today's daily psalm, according to royal order in our Torah reading and feeding here, this double portion, Matot, and the contents. No known period in David's life can be quoted for its background, some say. Ibn Ezra held the opinion that it was not composed by David, but by a choirster for the occasion of the building of the Heikal of the Beit HaMikdash of the temple. The Leech, who is conservative in his views, he connects the Mizmor chant with Isaiah Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 37 and 10. Isaiah XXXVII and 10, and propose as its date the third year after the retreat of the Assyrian army from the land of Yehuda, from the land of Judah, in the reign of Hezekiah. Now, this psalm has affinities with XLVI, with Psalm 46, that belongs to that period. And some say this is a kind of a theory of the connection of this psalm with other areas of the scriptures. So today's daily psalm and Psalm 46 is said to belong to the same period. Now, hold on for a moment. We want to just read that verse right there for I and ourselves. You know, sometimes we'll quote a quote. They'll say, oh, this is like this area over here in this place or that place. Let's just read it for ourselves and see whether, you know, see if this makes sense. Right, so here we have Isaiah chapter 37 and 10, chapter 37, verse 10. Thus shall y'all speak to Hezekiah, king of Yehuda, king of Judah, saying, let not thy God, thy Elohim, thy power, in whom thou trustest, deceive thee, saying, Jerusalem shall not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. That's the verse right there. Maybe have to check out the Hebrew of it, because sometimes there's a slightly difference in numbering, but it does make some sense, at least with the Assyrian, as they say, propose the date as the third year after the retreat of the Assyrian army from the land of Judah in the reign of Hezekiah. But here's what we're going to zoom in on right here. We're going to write up the Royal Amharic first, you know, but here just touching on a little Hebrew groundation of today's daily psalm along with his Torah reading and feeding. One of the first items we have in this double portion here in my Matot or tribes is the vow, right? So here, today's daily psalm, a little bit of the Hebrew here, Laminatriach Mizmor LeDawid Sher, for the leader, for the chief musician, Laminatriach, for the overcomer, Mizmor, a psalm, a chant, LeDawid of David, or for David, could be brought out in the Hebrew as of David, for David, shir, a song. Lam natreya mizmor l'dawid shir. That's the superscription, but in the Hebrew, that's the first verse. As we often mention, that gives a better context. But here, verse 1 in the KJV, which is verse 2 in the Hebrew, l'ka dumiya tehilai lohim b'tziyon. Oh, l'ka yeshulam. Neder, praise, Isis, praise waiteth for thee, O Elohim, Lika, Dumiya, Tehila, Elohim, B'tzion, and to thee, Ulka, and to the eye, to the ka, to the eye male, the vow is performed, Yeshulam, Neder. Yeshulam Neder. Now, in that word Yeshulam from Shalom, where we get like even Shalom from. Shalom is to pay, right? To pay, like to make peace is also to pay. So the word for peace also has a sense, right, Hebraically, to pay. And here we get another sense of the Shalom, where we get the Shalom sense from. Here in the first verse here, in today's daily psalm, when we're reading the English, let's get the KJV over here. KJV says this right here. It says, praise waiteth for thee, O God in Zion, and to thee the vow be performed. Okay, it's basically the same there. I thought it would be different. Just wanted to check. So let's break this down right here. The first part of the verse, even though the English reads that way, what does it mean? Like, praise waiteth for thee. Ooh. Lika, dumiya, right? Dumiya, we went into dumiya before because doom is like to be silent. Dumiya is almost like a feminine sense, right? Speaking both of the prayer, tehila, and also of the nefesh, the soul. Lika, dumiya, tehila, the praise, tehila. Where we get the ililta, that's like the out act, you know, remember the physical and the metaphysical. So the physical sense of the tehillah is that sound, that exaltation, that ililta, right? The tehillah, halal, is your hallelujah, right? Do that for Yah, right? Literally in the physical sense, right? And in the more metaphysical sense, praise, which is like that exaltation, like that ililta, tehila Elohim, b'tzion, in Zion, praise waited for thee. Now the Hebrew is to be compared with Psalm LXII and 2. Psalm 62, Let's go over here, Psalm 62. I know I probably went over this, but it just seems so fresh right here. Let's go to, only for God doth my soul wait in stillness, the English, the plain English. Only for God doth my soul wait in stillness, from him cometh my salvation. Is this how King James Version reads it right here? It says right here, in KJV, it says, truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. From him my salvation. As the word cometh there is italicized. So that means that it's not there in the Hebrew sense. My is from him my salvation. So here they compare the opening verse of today's daily psalm, Psalm 65, a harvest hymn, concerning the idea of waiting. In the Hebrew sense, the idea of waiting. Here we have in Psalm 62, Mizmor Kaf Beit, which is the one sure refuge, esteemed the one sure refuge. Ak il Elohim, dumia nafshi, mimenu yeshuati. Only for Elohim doth nafshi, my soul, my psyche, she waits in stillness. From him, my salvation, mimenu, Yeshuati, mimenu, from him, Yeshuati, my salvation. So here we have the word ak here in the Hebrew, not ach is brother, but we have ak. Ak here is very distinctive, has a sense for sure, truly. It's a distinctive word in Psalm 62. It occurs six times in Psalm 62, ak, for sure, truly. No doubt about it, for sure, truly, to Elohim alone and to nobody else, no one else. He turns, right, in the hour of need, but he's speaking of his soul. He's speaking of she, right? He's speaking of she, in he. He's saying, ak, for sure, il Elohim, to Elohim, dumiya, she being silent, dumiya, nafshi. My soul, mimenu, from him, Yeshuati, from him, my salvation. So the stillness here, the silence, humble resignation and quiet confidence. So comparing today's daily psalm, both in the Hebrew and even the English translation, the sense of it. So praise here in Psalm 65, praise waiteth for thee, compared with Psalm 62. Right, in the KJV, the first verse, only for Elohim doth my soul, doth she wait in stillness, doth she wait silently. On this analogy, and the probable meaning here is that praise like prayer is often truest when in deep and still devotion it waits in the presence of Elohim. So prayer like praise is often truest when the soul, I would say, when the soul, bringing out that sense of the soul, when the soul is in that deep and that silence, that dumia, that doom, silent devotion, it waits for the presence, the face, the perspective of the power. The concourse of people in the Heikal, in the Beit Mikdash, in the Holy House, in the temple, looks forward in reverential silence for the service, for the aboda of thanksgiving, of Torah, to begin. So here's bringing out the sense of even worship and aggregation of worship. That's why some see it as maybe perhaps also having a later application to the Hebrew and the Israelite liturgy and service, you know, before we begin the service, you know, like that be still and know in that silence. But now to the main point here for this Torah reading and feeding concerning the subject matter of vow. U leka, u and le for ka, for the I male. U leka, and for the I male, speaking to Ha'ilahim, speaking to Elohim. Yeshulam, it being paid, it being performed, it being shalomed, it being made whole, to say made whole, holistic. But the direct sense here is like in the sense of paying a vow. So when we say pay your vow or the vows to be paid, it comes from the shulam, shalem, right? The shalom root. Yeshulam, neder, the vow, the neder. Perhaps to be understood, some say in a collective sense of vows, those speaking of the vow in a singular sense, is speaking of it in the singularity of the principle that the vow, all vows, right, promises, right, made during times of distress, promises, the yea and the amen, oh, Jah, if you get me out of this situation, I will do this or I won't do that. Once again, what is a vow? A basic definition of a vow is a word sound given, right, in Yahuwah, in Jehovah, either to do something, giving one's word, in Jehovah to do something or to abstain from doing something. So it's not just in a common sense, even though it should apply to all uses of our word. As we say, one's word is one's bond. But the direct sense of this right here, even when it puts the emphasis on the man, whether the father or the husband, but yet for the father or the husband, if they make a vow, in other words, a vow in Yahuwah's name, yeah, I would do this, oh Jah, I would do this. Oh Jah, if you do this for me, I would do this. Oh Jah, if you do this for me, or don't let this happen, I won't do this. You know, paying that vow, or I would offer, also is brought out more directly in the context of Torah, is I will make some sort of an offering, right? I'll make some sort of offering, right, to Jah. I will perform some offering. We see David bringing that out often in the Psalms, right, when he says, you know, he will pay his vow. He'll make that peace. Yeshulam Neder. Just like a little overview right here, brothers and sisters, right here. But I thought that was interesting, like the opening words right here, touching on the vow right here, here, here. Like to write up the Royal Amharic. Here we have the harvest, a harvest hymn, Harvest on the Way. This is Earl 16. We're going to share the Ake Becker von Benjamin, Earth is the Lord, in the forward. And hopefully, you know, we don't get a kind of a like a flag in the back channel of our live stream. So it might just take us a moment to just edit the part out so that ones can hear the fuller fullness. But here, here, here.
مزمور سلسارات بقلب سلسام لمزمران عليك يداويت يمسغانا مزمور عبيتو بسيون لانتم سغانا يجبا لانتم صلوت يقرب سغا هلو صلوتن ودمتسما ودان سيمت يامطا نغر برتاب حطياتاچنن سانته يقرتلان انت يمرقتهو بادباباوچهم لمادر يتقبلكو مسغول ከቤትህ በረከትን ጠግባል ቤተ መቅደስህ ቅዱስ ነው በጽድቅም ድንቅ ነው በምድር ዳርቻ ሁሉና በሩቅ ባህር ውስጥ ላሉ ተስፋቸው ይሆን አምላካችንና መድኃኒታችን ሆይ ስማ በጉልበትህ ተራሮችን አጠናሃቸው በኃይልም ታጥቀሃል የባህሩን ጥልቀት የሞገዱንም ጩኸት ታናውጣል ከታምራት የተነሳ አህዛብ ይደነግጣሉ በምድር ዳርቻም የሚኖሩ ይፈራሉ የጧትና የማታን መውጫ ደስ ታሰኛቸዋል ምድርን ጎበኛት አጠጣሃትም ፍልጥግናዋንም እጅጋ በዛ የእግዚአብሔር ወንዝ ውሃን የተሞላ ነው ምግባቸውን አዘጋጀህ እንዲሁ ታሰናዳለህና ትልሟን ታረካል ቦይዋንም ታስተካክላል በነጠብጣብ ታነሰልሳታል ቡቃየዋንም ትባርካል በቸርነትህ አመትን ታቀዳጃለህ ምድረ በዳውም ስብን ይጠግባል የምድረ በዳ ተራሮች ይረካሉ ኮረብቶችም በደስታ ይጣጣቃሉ ማሰማሪያዎች መንጎችን ለበሱ ሸለቆችም በህል ተሸፈኑ በደስታ ይጮሃሉ ይዘምራሉ
Psalm 65. Praise waiteth for thee, O God in Zion. Psalm 65. Praise waiteth for thee, O God in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against us. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people.
They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fat. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring across to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
It's a note, today's daily psalm, just a note right here, further, look a further note. This psalm is also, it has a theme of a new year, like a new season, new time, a harvest time, but also a kind of a new year psalm. It's interesting here. After the earth day of the Son of Man, leads to Farai, you know, on the rise of that star, you know, and inundation from the highlands of Tobia, of Ethiopia, you know. So with what we have going on in the psalm, you know, with the harvest coming about, you know, and how all that is coming from Elohim, from the nature of nature, the nature of nature. So here, let's ride up verse by verse.
Bring forth the Bible. Salam ta, Aina Yisterling. Today's daily psalm from the Mezmore Dawit, from the Psalms of David, from the Metzav Kedus, Book of the Seven Seals of Karamawi, Haile Selassie, the Book of the Seven Seals. Here we have Mezmor Silsa Hamis, Mezmor, psalm, chant, intonation, vocal, word, sound, power, Silsa, 60, Amis, 60 and 5, 65, the 65th psalm and theme, yeah, Miskana Mezmor, Miskana, thanks, praises in the Royal Amharic, yeah, Miskana, yeah, of Miskana, of thanks and praises, Mezmor, a chant, an intonation, a vocal, yes, I have vocal praises, word, sound, power. Now, in the Sefer Tehillim, today's daily psalm is themed, it's Mezmor Samech Hey. Psalm LXV, 65th psalm is themed, a harvest hymn. Speaking to the theme, Chaberim, Machaberteno, which take them as a morit, fellows, yes, I, fellow disciples of the King of Kings Christ. It's themed, a harvest hymn. And here, we're in this season, right, even the season, the reason for the season, the counting of the Omer, yes, I, how is it going, how is it growing? Mekai and I ride up. Besama'ab, Wewelid, Wemenfes, Kedus, Ahadu, Amla, can name the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. One source in Jemralin. We beginning with the superscription. Lemezemran Aleka. Yeah, Dawid, yeah, Miskana Mezmor. To the chief musician. Lemezemran Aleka. To the chief of the Mezemran, the chanters of the Mezmor, even this Mezmor, Mezmor Dawid. A song. This is a song, a praise. Right, a song, Mezmor, and it's a song of Dawit, of well-beloved. Yeah, Dawit, yeah, Miskana Mezmor. Now, that's the KJV right there. We have in the HSV, Haile Selassie version, as we compare and contrast here side by side, we have, yeah, Dawit, of David, yeah, Miskana, of praises, Isis, praises, Mezmor, a chant, an intonation of thanks, of thanksgiving. Kuter An, verse 1. Avetu Velzion Laante Miskana Yigebal Laante Matzeloti Karbal. Praise waiteth for thee, I, O God, O true good. Avetu, we have Avetu, my father, his father, Ab of the bait of the house. Avetu Velzion Laante Miskana Yigabal, 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 Miskana, Miskana, praises, thanksgiving. Le ante, ante, speaking directly to he who be, who he be, his divine majesty, be Sion, in Zion, even the African Zion, be Sion, le ante, Miskana, Yigabal. Miskana is due, is proper, is worthy, in a sense it enters in, is proper, is due. Le antem, and to the eye, male. Le ante, ante, le antem, and for the eye, male. Elot, elot yikarbal, elot yikarbal. Prayer, prayer is offered, prayer is brought near, prayer is presented. Now the KJV has, and to, not un, you know, strike the UN, un, but to the I, male, shall the vow. Now here we have, from the Hebrew sense of it, we have the vow. The vow, the vow, to the shall the vow be performed. Not getting into the details right here, but it's important for the Chabarim, the Machaber Tenyoch, for the Dekha Mezamorit, for I and I, to get into the details. But this first verse from the Mezmore Dawit, from the Psalms of David, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the order of Melchizedek, of the righteous king, the king of righteousness, the king of justice, the king of truth, Garmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie. We have in this harvest hymn, Exiavia's abundant favor, favor to earth and to man. Just a note right here, as we still are at this first verse, right, but also in the Hebrew, the superscription is included often, to the chief musician, to the musical director, a psalm of an ode, of a praise, a miskana, to David, of Dawid. We also have, and this is maintained in some of the orthodox notations to the psalm, Jeremiah and Ezekiel, out of the words of the strangers when they were about to go out. This is included in the true church, right? The true church, right? Within the professing EOTC, the true church of he who has the keys of great King David. So we have this first verse, Now, the Hebrew corresponds to the sense of, there shall be silence before the eye and praise in Sion, O Elohim, true good, true God, and to the eye, the vow shall be performed. It is becoming to the eye, a hymn, O Elohim, in Sion, Abi, to my father's father, father of the house, Beth Sion, Le'ante, Miskana Yigabal, Le'ante, Elot Yikarbal, and to the eye shall be rendered the vow. Now, the LXX has the vow in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem, but here in the midst of Kedus of Negus and Negas, it has Le'ante, and to the eye, male, Elot, Elot, prayer, Elot Yikarbal, will be presented, is presented, is brought near. Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Sigahulu elotina wada mitisama wada ante yimeta. O thou, the eye, that hearest prayer, to the eye shall all flesh come. Sigahulu, siga, flesh, hulu, all. Elotin, prayer, elot, prayer, elotin. The subject of the verb, elotin, prayer, wadamitisama, to the eye who hears, to the eye who hears, wadante, to ante, to the eye, male, yimetam, it comes, oh, prayer comes, oh, thou that hearest, prayer, to the eye shall all flesh shall come, to the one who hearest, elot, prayer, kutel source, verse 3. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou, the eye, shall purge them away. That's the KJV. Here, Nemetzah Kedus for Kuter Source, verse 3. Ye Ametzah Negara Berreta Bin. Ye of Ametzah, rebellion. Right, sometimes translated as iniquity, but the sense of rebellion. Yeah, ametza, ametza. Yeah, ametza, neger, neger, a thing, a matter, a word, a conversation, a thing, a matter of rebellion. Beretta bin, beretta is vigorous, is strong. Beretta bin, against I, strengthen, is vigorous against I and I and I. Here, we don't have the sense of beretta bin, against just me or I, but against I and I. Beretta bin, yeah, ametza, neger, beretta bin. Chatia tachnissen, I and I chatia, I and I ukri, I and I ukri, I and I falling short, I and I missing the mark. አንተ ይቅር ትላለ. And as for I and I sin, as for I and I occurry, missing the mark, ኃጢአታችንስ አንተ ይቅር ትላለ. አንተ በአይ male ይቅር ትላለ. The I says ይቅር 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 forgives. Yikar, let it remain. Yikar, yikar. The I says yikar. The I forgives. Yikar tilale. Kutar arat, verse 4. Ante yemered tahowa be'adababayochihima lemadir yetekabel howa miskunno kabaytihi barrakatayna tekbalen. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causes to approach to the eye, that he may dwell in thy courts. We, I and I, shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy, thy Isla temple. Bamarinya, in them harag, the midst of Kedus, reads, Ante the eye, ye meret aho, the one who you meret, the one who you choose, your chosen. It's interesting when we compare with the Ge'ez, the sense of the Cherui, the one who is chosen. Be'adababayochihim, and in the eye's courts, and in the eye's adababayoch, where the adababay, a square, adababayochihim, in the eye's courts, lemader, to spend the night, to dwell, yetekebelho, the one who the eye receives, miskunno, miskunno. Here we have this sense, even the first, mezmur'an, the first song. Blessed is the man, right? Happy is the man. Praiseworthy is the man. Praiseworthy is he. Yetekebelho, the one who you kebele, kabala. Yetekebelho, miskunno. Ka beitihi barreketin tekbalen. Ka beitih, from the eye's house. Ka beitih, barreket, barreket, blessing. Baraka, barreket inna tekbalen. We, I and I, will be satisfied. I now will be satisfied with the barakat, with the blessedness, the blessing, kabaytih, barakat in tegvalen, from the eye's house. Kutar Amis, verse 5. Beite mekdesih kedusno, beitzidkim ikno, bemidradarta huluna, beruka bahir wistalalu, tesfacho yehone, amlakachin named, hanetachin hoi, siman. Siman, by terrible things, fangs, in righteousness, wilt thou, the I, male, answer us, I and I, O God, O true good of I and I salvation, who art the confidence, the eifidence of all the ends of the earthly plain, and of them that are afar off upon the sea. Bamarinya, the Metz of Kedus, and the Gus Neges, it reads here in Kutar Amis, Beite Mekdesih, Beite, the house of Mekdesih, of the eyes holy, the eyes Isla, Kedus, no. Beite Mekdesih, Kedus, no. The house of the eyes Isla, holy is Isla. There's it Kim, and in Siddiq, in righteousness, Dinkno, Dinkno. People talk about Dinknesh, we say Dinkno. It is awesome. It is wonderfully amazing. The midr dar cha hulu na. The midr in the earthly plane. Dar cha the en hulu on na. And the ruk bahir wist in the far off. Bahir, the far off sea. The ruk bahir wist lalu. Those who be tesfa cho. Their tesfa. Their hope, their expectation. Yehonih. Yehonih, the I be, Amlakachna, our Amlak, our source, and Medhanitachin Hoi, oh, I and I source, and I and I salvation. Siman, Siman, here, Siman, here, I and I and I and I. Kutar Siddhis, verse 6. Begulbetih terarruchinat nahacho, behailim, katek. Tatakahal, behailim, tatakahal, which, who, really, they say which here, KJV says which by his strength, but who, he who be, who he be, is the one who, by his strength, setteth fast the mountains, behailim, tatakahal, being girded with power, begulbetih, and in the eyes, gulbet, in the eyes, power, and that is by strength, in the sense of the gulbet, gulbeti, the gulbeti, in the eyes, strength. Terarochin, the mountains, atenahacho, the eye, male. Set is fast, set is firm, the mountains, behailim, behail, hail, power, behailim, and in power, katikahal, Kutar Sabat, verse 7. Ya Bahiruna Tilketa, Ya Moged Nimma Chuheta, Tanaut Aleh. Which, it says which, but he who be, we be is the one who stilleth, who stilleth the noise of the seas, KJV says, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of the waves and the tumult of the people. Ye bahiruna tilketa, ye moged nima chuheta tanautale. Interesting right here. Interesting, this seventh verse right here. Because it says, the translation brings out ye bahirun tilket, right, of the sea, of his sea. The tilket, the depths, yeah, moged dinim chuhet, and the shout of the moged of the waves, tanaut ale, right, causing it to shake, causing it to move, tanawet, right, to move, tanaut ale, almost like to quake, kuter cement, verse 8. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Kutar cement right here, ka ta'amratih, and from, or due to the eyes, I find in intel, doings of divine, I find intel. Some would translate this as miracles, but getting to the is root, it has to do with that gnosis, that I find knowledge, but this knowledge often is beyond man's comprehension. So when it says the tokens by thy amazing deeds, thy awesome, you know, thy signs, some bring it out as thy signs, thy amazing signs, ka ta'amratih, yatanesa. Ahizab, the peoples, the Goyims, the international community, the peoples, Yidnegat Alu, they are in a mental state of shock. The Midr Darcham, and in the ends of the earthly plane, Yeminoru, Yisaralu, and those who dwell, those who be in the earthly plane's edge, in the edge, in the ends of the earthly plane, they are respectfully afraid. Yet what na ye matana maucha, yet what, the tiwat, the morning, yet what na, and ye matan, the mata, the evening, maucha, the coming out, the going out, des, happy, tasenyachuale, the eye causes them happiness, the eye causes them joy, kuter zeteng, verse 9. Midrina gobenyahat, atet ahatim, Bill Ignawa Nema Ijiga Beza, Yegziabi Rina Wenza Wahani Yet Melano, Nigabachuina Zagaja, Indi Huatasena Dalena. Thou, the eye, visitest the earth. The eye visits the earth. Midrin, the earthly plane, Midrin, Waben Yahat. You visit her. You visit her, the earth, the earthly plane, midrina gwaben yahat, at ahatim, and water is her, you water is her. Billat ignawanim ijig abizza. Thou greatly enriches it, cause it to increase greatly the riches of her. Billat ignawanim, her riches, ijig abizza, the eye, male. Causes it to increase, to become bizu abizza. Yeah, gaziyavi harina wenza wuhana yetemelano. The river, the stream of a gaziyavi har, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed ab, father, wuha, water, yetemelano is full. It is full. The stream of a gaziyavi har, the sustainer, is full of wuha, water, megabachawin. Their food, their migab, right? Their food, the edible things, migbachawina azagaja, you prepare, the I meal prepare, indihu, and like this, tasanadalehina, you provide, the I provide, and like this, this is how the I provide. Now, KJV says, thou visitest the earth and waterest it, should be, thou visitest her and waterest her, the eye, male, greatly enriches her with the river of the Gaziavia, the sustainer, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn. It has corn here. Bamarinya, it says, Mikbachawin azagaja, preparing that which is edible food. When thou hast so provided for it, in Dihu, and like this, Tasinadalahinna Kutarasar, verse 10. Kalimwana Tarakale, Boywanim, Tasa tekakalale, ben etabtaba tasel talesel. Speaker. Hold right here. Let's get the hard copy right here because sometimes there may be a typo. I think I'm perceiving a typo here that is in the digital transcription. And, you know, God bless those who have done that work. We're just going through a work walk right here. Right? And here. Here at this verse right here, right, so we have ta le sel satale, ben etab ta le sel satale. Let's check this out right here, because when we read this before, at this particular verse, we had recall our that muscle, our muscle memory had read this differently. Okay, boy, boywa nema taste kakalale, ben etab ta le sel satale, bukayawa nema tebarkale. Thou waterest the ridges thereof of her abundantly. Kalimwa, her ridges. Kalimwan, tarikale, thou waterest, cause it to be wet. The eye male causes her to be wet, the ridges thereof. Boywanim, tasa tekakalale. Thou settlest the furrows thereof, causes to be settled, level, causes her furrows to level up. Ben etabatale sel satale. Thou makest it, KJV says, makest her soft with showers or with the drops. So the drops, ben etab, and etab, the drips, ben etab, tale sel satale. Bukayawanim tibarkale. Thou makest it soft with the drops, the showers. Thou blessest, tibarkale, the eye male, blessest the springing thereof, the bukayawa, her springing, bukayawa nema tibarkale, the shoots of that, the growth, as the growth is, so either the springing is the shooting up of that, of the growth, of the new growth, because this psalm is a harvest psalm, kutarasara, asara'an. The chernete ametina tak edajal midre bedawima sibina yit egbal. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. The chernete, and in thy male's generosity, ametina tak edajal. The eye crown is the year. Some look at this psalm right here because the harvest season right here, as also for the harvest season, new year or the new harvest season, like a new year for the harvest psalm. The chernete ametin tak edajal midreb dauma sibina yit egbal. The wilderness midreb bedau and his wilderness, midreb bedawum, and his wilderness, midreb bedawum, sibin, fatness, yitegbal, he satisfies, kuter asara hulet, ye midreb bedat rarocha yirekalu, korepto chim bedesta yitatekalu, they drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on happiness on every side. Yeah, midreb beda of the wilderness, the midreb beda. Yeah, midreb beda tararoch, the mountains of the wilderness. Yirekalu are like well watered, are wet, are well watered. Koreptochim and the hills, koreptochim bedesta, happiness, bedesta yitatekalu, the sense of being girded. Being girded, you know what I mean? Being girded. They're girded with happiness. Happiness is, they wear happiness like a girdle. Kutar asara source, verse 13. Masamari Ocham and Gochina Lebesu, Shelek Ochima Behila Teshefenu, Bedestai Chohalu, Yizamralu. The pastures are clothed with flocks. Masamariawoch, the pastures, Masamariawoch, where you pasture the animal, like the, say like the suburbs, the pastures. Masamariawoch, Mengochina Lebesu, Mengoch. The mengoch, the flocks, lebesu, lebesu. In other words, the pastures appear as though they are clothed. They're clothed with the flocks, even the flock of the sheep and the living baraka, Jehovah. Masamariawocha mengochina lebesu. The pastures are clothed with flocks. Shelek ochim, shelek ochim. And the valleys, the shelek ochim, be'ihil. Be'ihil teshefenu. They are covered with ihil, with grain. The valleys, speak of the valleys here, Shelek Ochim Be'ehil, in grain to Shefenu. Here KJV says the valleys also are covered over with corn. The word here, Bamarin in the Metzav Kedus, is Ehil, Ehil, grain, like the grain offerings. The valleys, Shelek Ochim, the Shelek Och, the valleys, and the valleys, Shelek Ochim Be'ehil to Shefenu. They shout for joy. They cry out, but they cry out in the sense of shouting, shouting in happiness. Interesting here because we have a mezmor. This is a mezmor, zemra, to chant. They also sing. KJV has, they also sing. In a sense here, they also chant. Yes, I harvest him, 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 harvest him.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God. Before God. Before God.
Yes, Rastafari. Yes, Rastafari. Yes, Rastafari.
After peace, whoa, oh yeah, whoa, Jah shall clean out the bad seeds, yeah, and separate them from the good, cause the day of harvest is near, whoa, 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 Jah shall clean out the bad seeds, yeah, and separate them from the good, cause the day of harvest is near. Woe unto those that say of Israel, and they are not. Woe unto those that say they do, and they are not. For they shall be cast away, like the chaff that the wind driveth away, I say. Oh yeah, oh well, Jah shall clean out the bad weeds. From the good, cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 whoa. Jah shall clean out the bad weeds, yes, and separate them from the good, cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 whoa. This is the black and white oppressors who have oppressed that children in the same place. Cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 whoa. Jah shall clean out the bad weeds, yeah, and separate them from the good. Cause the day of harvest is near. Whoa, 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 well. Whoa, and
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians, the Ethiopians?
Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God. Before God.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
መዝሙር 64 በቅንፍ 65 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት የምስጋና መዝሙር። አቤቱ በጽዮን ላንተ ምስጋና ይገባል፣ ላንተም ጸሎት ይቀርባል። ሥጋ ሁሉ ጸሎትን ወደምትሰማ ወደ አንተ ይመጣል። ያመጣ ነገር በረታብን፣ ኃጢአታችንንስ አንተ ይቅር ትላለህ። አንተ የመረጥኸው በአደባባዮችህም ለማደር የተቀበልኸው ምስጉን ነው። ከቤትህ በረከትን ጠግባል። ቤተ መቅደስህ ቅዱስ ነው፣ በጽድቅም ድንቅ ነው። በምድር ዳርቻ ሁሉና በሩቅ ባህር ውስጥ ላሉ ተስፋቸው የሆንክ አምላካችንና መድኃኒታችን ሆይ ስማን። በጉልበትህ ተራሮችን አጠናሃቸው፣ በኃይልም ታጥቀሃል። የባህሩን ጥልቀት የሞገዱንም ጩኸት ታናውጣለህ። ከታምራትህ የተነሳ አሕዛብ ይደነግጣሉ፣ በምድር ዳርቻም የሚኖሩ ይፈራሉ። የጠዋትና የማታን መውጫ ደስ ታሰኛቸዋለህ። ምድርን ጎበኘሃት አጠጣሃትም፣ ብልጥግናዋንም እጅግ አበዛህ። የእግዚአብሔር ወንዝ ውሃን የተሞላ ነው፣ ምግባቸውን አዘጋጀህ እንዲሁ ታሰናዳለህና። ትልሟን ታረካለህ፣ ቦይዋንም ታስተካክላለህ። በነጠብጣብ ታለሰልሳታለህ፣ ቡቃያዋንም ትባርካል። በቸርነትህ ዓመትን ታቀዳጃለህ፣ ምድረ በዳውም ስብን ይጠግባል። የምድረ በዳ ተራሮች ይረካሉ፣ ኮረብቶችም በደስታ ይታጠቃል። ማሰማሪያዎች መንጎችን ለበሱ፣ ሸለቆችም በእህል ተሸፈኑ። በደስታ ይጮሃሉ ይዘምራሉ።
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashme, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But who want the next verse with Amharic? But who want the next verse with Amharic?
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips. Psalm 65. Praise waiteth for thee, O God in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it.
thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing.
מזמור סמך למנצח מזמור לדוד שיר. לך דומיה תהילה אלוהים בציון, ולך ישולם נדר. שומע תפילה עדיך כל בשר יבואו. דברי עוונות גברו מני, בשענו אתה תכפרם. אשרי תבחר ותקרב, ישכון חצריך. נשבעה בטוב ביתך, קדוש אכלך. נוראות בצדק תעננו, אלוהי ישענו. נפתח כל קצווי ארץ וים רחוקים. מכין הרים בכוחו, נעזר בגבורה. משביח שעון ימים, שעון גן להם והמון לאומים. ויראו יושבי קצוות מאותותיך, מוצאי בוקר וערב תרמין. פקדת הארץ ותשוקקיה, רבת תכשרנה. פלג אלוהים מלא מים, תכין דגנם, כי כן תכיניה. תלמיה רבה, נחת גדודיה, ברביבים תמוגגנה, שמחה תברך. עיטרת שנת טובתך, ומעגליך ירעפון דשן. ירעפו נאות מדבר, וגיל גבעות תחגורנה. לבשו חרים הצון, ועמקים יעטפו בר. יתרועעו, אף ישירו. מזמור סמך למנצח מזמור לדוד שיר. לך דומיה תהילה אלוהים בציון, ולך ישולם נדר. שומע תפילה עדיך כל בשר יבואו. דברי עוונות גברו מני, בשענו אתה תכפרם. אשרי תבחר ותקרב, ישכון חצריך. נשבעה בטוב ביתך, קדוש אכלך. נוראות בצדק תעננו, אלוהי ישענו. מבטח כל קצווי ארץ וים רחוקים. מכין הרים בכוחו, נעזר בגבורה. משביח שעון ימים, שעון גן להם והמון לאומים. ויראו יושבי קצוות מאותותיך, מוצאי בוקר וערב תרנין. פקדת הארץ ותשוקקיה, רבת תכשרנה. פלג אלוהים מלא מים, תכין דגנם, כי כן תכיניה. תלמיה רבה, נחת גדודיה, ברביבים תמוגגנה, שמחה תברך. עיטרת שנת טובתך, ומעגליך ירעפון דשן. ירעפו נאות מדבר, וגיל גבעות תחגורנה. לבשו חרים הצון, ועמקים יעטפו בר, יתרועעו אף ישירו.
Yes, it's that season. It's that season to change the season. Yes, because that season. It's that season to change the season. The early and the latter rains, this is the time, the harvest time. Yes, because that season. It's that season to change the season. The early and the latter rains, this is the time, the harvest time, the first of the harvest here in this season. You know, and I notice like the Psalms. Certain Psalms occur in certain seasons. Even the royal order. It's very interesting with the Torah portion and the daily Psalms and the, you know, the inner meanings and how the inner meanings from a Hebrew perspective, you know, link. You know, there's another narrative that's being explained, you know, from the Hebrew perspective, you know, and may Rabboni Yeshua, you know, be pleased. You know, and I rabbi. So here in the season, we have certain psalms that, depends on which season. For example, Psalm 65, a harvest hymn. It appears both in the first, or the early rains, you know, the early part, the two times in the year. You could say the two harvests. There's two harvests. There's the first and the latter rains. And then there's also the symbolic, metaphysical, sacred fractal. It's like there's a fractal in a spiritual sacred geometry sense. There is a resonance, for example, in the Sukkot season. That's what I was going to do right here. He's going to note some of the previous records as now we have a wider point of reference. Even some of the records, it's interesting because as you practice and practice makes perfect, sometimes I might listen to older record. And it's still correct, but, you know, the pacing, you know, or the more familiarity with the word sound. Then going over a song, you know, in many different seasons, as the psalms, some psalms are more, you know, come in at more times and other times, like the daily psalms and the evening psalms, you know, or the evening psalms, basically. The daily psalms, they change up in the seasons. And it's a very good correspondence here of not just the frequency of a certain song, but also in what season that psalm occurs, like the harvest hymn, Psalm 65, the harvest hymn. Now, we have one version of the intro, and I think even the targum, the build, it was for the Sukkot, or the seventh. The seventh, we say, for the seventh of the feast, the Mo'adim of Jehovah of Hashem. And then we have it in the beginning, or roughly around this time, at the beginning of the ecclesiastical year. We have Psalm 65, because the beginning of the year, people say, well, you got two New Years. In a sense, that could be, relatively speaking, true. There is the ecclesiastical, you could say the churchical, the Hebrew church, the churchical new year that begins roughly around the spring, April, you know, April, May, you know, as we prepare roughly around the March, April time. And it all depends on the, you know, the lunar, that particular season, so how the wheel and the wheel connects both the lunar calendar and alongside with the solar calendar. So here, in this season, the psalm here is corresponding with the beginning of the ecclesiastical, or the holy year. This is where we have the first of the Mo'adim, of the appointments. The first appointed time is Pesach. So preparing for Pesach, preparing for Passover. In this season, we have a harvest season, the month of Aviv. Aviv, some say, like Tel Aviv. Tel is like a heap of barley. Tel Aviv, a heap of barley. And then we have Abibeh, like we have Adis Abibeh. So we have most of the months are first month, second month, the first Chodesh. Is not literally the Yariach is the moon. Yariach is the moon. And we have the Chodesh. Chodesh is the renew. So the renewing. So it's interesting because there's some who have another interpretation of, they say that when the month is the full moon, some believe that the full moon is actually the new moon. And that is opposite of the tribe and tradition that I know. We know that when the new moon comes in, you know, the time of the new moon is basically almost the time when there's that first little sliver Right? People say slither is like, but slither is another word sound, that portion right there. So it's when it's complete black. So go from the black to the 15th day. So for us, the 15th day is roughly the full moon, the 14th, 15th day of the moon. But I just wanted to put that forward because there are other, you know, theories, ideas, or philosophies, and some say that when the moon is the full moon, they believe the full moon is a new moon. That is not the way we know it to be true. So I just want to point that out right here. But this recording that we did previously was at Sukkot, right? The Sukkot season, right? I just want to just make that kind of note to the audio. So we'll see to then do one for the beginning, right? Since there's like two New Years, so to speak, the Civil New Year, right? The Civil New Year or Governmental New Year corresponding to the, we say September 11th, the Adis Amet, right? The Rosh Hashanah, that season there, the seventh moon, corresponding roughly to September 11th. September 11th, that's the solar on the solar, right? And then we have the new moon, right? We have the new moon of the first month at this time. And we have the harvest, right? The harvest hymn, which is Psalm 65, today's daily psalm right here. There's a couple of first words here for the new year. This psalm right here, psalm for the new year, right? The harvest hymn. And the first of the harvest of crops is the barley, the aviv. Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, chaburim. Shalom. We have today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samek Hey. Mizmor Samek Hey. Psalm LXV. Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, chaburim. Shalom. We have today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samek Hey. Mizmor Samek Hey. Psalm LXV. Psalm 65. Mizmor Samek Hey. Psalm 65 is a harvest. We have a harvest hymn. Very, very interesting psalm and season. Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, chaburim. Shalom. We have today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samek Hey. Mizmor Samek Hey. Psalm LXV. Psalm 65. Mizmor Samek Hey. Psalm 65, it's a harvest. We have a harvest hymn. Very, very interesting psalm and season here in the season. We have this psalm that occurs both in the beginning at the Aleph and the Hatawah, the Tav of the season, both for Sukkot, right, the harvest, the latter rains, but here, for the earlier rains, the early, you send the early and the latter rains. Very important area of scripture right there concerning these days and times right here. I think it's in James. James chapter. Just a couple of words right here. Maybe even get into a portion of the Midrash here in the season. We have another audio recording, but that was more for Sukkot, right? The seven. Sukkot, you know, tabernacles. Here, what we have right here is for this season, or the Pesach, the Passover season, or we can say the spring, as spring season comes in here, also with the Rosh. Rosh HaChodashim, HaChodashim, the head of the moons, the new moon. So the beginning of the Hebrew ecclesiastical, the church, the kahal, the kahillah in the Hebrew, the kahal, as we have Wayakahel, right? The next to last Torah portion from the second book of Moses, with the gathering, he gathered, he assembled. Yes, chapter 5 right here, the rich warned. Right? In these days and time, they have heaped treasure together for the last days, speaking about the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of Ha'adon, the Adon, Adonai of the Tzabaot, Adonai Tzabaot, Yahuwah Tzabaot, the Lord of the armies, Tzabaot. Ye all have lived in pleasure on the earth, this earthly plane, and been wanting this and wanting that. And the counterfeit Christians then would say, turn around and say, Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But you're wanting. Righteous will not want any good thing. Ye have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. Ye have condemned, killed the just. Tzadik, the just one, the righteous one. He doth not resist you. So here's the part 5. Right, part 4 in chapter 5 of Yaakov, Jacob, the first bishop, right, the first shepherd, we can say, of the church of Yerushalayim. Exhortations in view of the coming of Ha'adon, Adawan, Adonai, Adonai, the Lord. Verse 7, be patient therefore, brethren, to the coming of Ha'adon, to the coming of Adonai, Adonai. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, for her, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be y'all also patient. Stabilize your heart for the coming of Adonai. Ha'adon draweth nigh.
Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest you all be condemned. Behold, Hashofate, the judge, the Don, John Hoy, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets, the Nabim, Nabiyim, the Nabim, the prophets who have spoken in the name of Ha'adon, the name of Adonai, Adonai, for an example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. Behold, we count them happy. It says, Asher, right, Asher, Ashrei, Ha'ish, happy. Those who endure, ye have heard of the patience of Eob, of Job, and have seen the end, the fulfillment of Ha'adon, of Adonai, that Adonai is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and nay, nay, lest ye all fall into condemnation. Is any among you afflicted? Let him make him pray. Is any merry? Let him make him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him make him call for the elders of the church, and let them make them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name, in the Shem, Hashem, in the name of Ha'adon, of Adonai, of Adonai. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and Ha'adon and Adonai shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, ukeries, forfeitures, lacks, they shall be forgiven him. Confess faults one to another. Pray one for another, that ye, that y'all may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias, Eliyahu, Elijah, Elias was a man subject to like passions as we, as I and I are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know, make him know, that he which converteth the sinner, the ucker from the error of his way, shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins, of uckeries. So here, just a connection here, read the full of full, at least of, from verse 7, right? This verse right here about be patient, and seeing the husbandman waiting for the precious fruit of the earth, and having long patience for it, for her, until he receives the early and latter rain. So here, in the season, we have the early rains. Here we have a harvest song. Here for today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi, Tzedek, Mizmor Samek Hey, Lam Natzeach, Mizmor LeDawid Shir, for the leader, the chief musician, La Menatzeach, for the Menatzeach, for the overcomer, Ha Menatzeach, the overcomer, La Menatzeach. For the Menatzeach, the overcomer, the precentor, Mizmor, a chant, Le David, of David, Shir, a song, an ode, Lika, Dumia, Tehila Elohim, De Tzion, O Lika, Yeshulam, Neder, praise, Isis, Tehila, waiteth for thee I, O Elohim. Lika, Dumia, Tehila, Elohim, in Zion, the Tzion, Ulika, and to the eye, Yeshulam Neder, to the eye, the vow, the Neder is performed. Yeshulam, to make shalom, but also to pay. The vow is performed, the vow is paid. Shomeya tefila, O thou that hearest prayer. Shomeya, he who be who he be is Hashomeya, he is the hearer. Shomeya tefila, the hearer of tefila, of prayer. Adeka kola basara yavou, to the eye doth all flesh come. Taking these opening verses here, praise eyes is waited for the eye. The Hebrew is to be compared with Mizmor LXII, round about verse 2, Psalm 62 and 2. Only for Elohim doth my soul, nafshi, my psyche, doth she wait in stillness. Lika, dumia, tehila Elohim b'tzion, ulika, yishulam neder. So we have today's daily psalm, a harvest hymn.
Elohim's abundant, his abundant favor to earth and to man. In today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. So we have a song of praise of Elohim for the prospect of an abundant harvest. This is the subject of Mizmor Samech Hey, the subject of Psalm LXV, Psalm 65. In addition to extolling, bigging him up for his bounty, the poet in I alludes to a recent deliverance of a nation, a national deliverance from peril. They say no known period in Dawid and David's life can be quoted, some say, for the background. Ibn Ezra held the opinion that it was not composed by Dawid, but by a choirster for the occasion of the building of HaHeikal, the Beit Mikdash of the temple. The Leach, who is conservative in his views, connected the Mizmor, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech Hey, Psalm 65, with Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 37, verse 10. And also proposed as its date the third year after the retreat of the Assyrian army from the land of Yehuda, from the land of Judah, in the reign of Hezekiah. It has affinity, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samech Hey, Psalm 65, with the XLVI, with Psalm 46. That belongs to that period. Also supports this theory, this point of view that we have of today's daily psalm. Now, today's daily psalm also has a theme in the Septuagint, right? Septuagint, Eremio Kai Ezekiel Eka To Lego Pesa Parokais Hotea Emelon Ekaporousetai Jeremiah and Ezekiel out of the words of the strangers when they were about to go out. This is also given as a superscription here. So in some of the scripts we have, even the Ethiopic and in some of the churchical works and also in the Septuagint, Jeremiah and Ezekiel are also connected, right? Out of the words of the strangers when they were about to go out. Eremiu kai Ezekiel ektua lego teis paroi kais. Jeremiah and Ezekiel out of the words of the stranger. Hote emelon eka poreu oesitai. When they were about to go out, when they were about to echo poreu estai, when he was about to go out. But here in the Hebrew, in the Sefer Tehillim, we have for the leader, for the chief musician, for the overcomer, lamnat ayach mizmor, a chant lit David of David, shir and ode. Lika dumia tehila Elohim b'tzion, ul lika yishulam neder. Praise, eyes is waited for the eye, O Elohim b'tzion, in Zion, ul lika to the eye, male, yishulam neder. The vow is paid, the vow is made peace, yishulam. Yishulam from the shalom, to pay, to make peace. So praise waiteth for the eye. The Hebrew has a sense of the stillness, lika, dumia, for the eye, stillness, waiting, or stillness, dumia, being doom, silence, lika, dumia, to the eye, right, to the eye, there shall be silence to the eye, lika, dumia, there'll be dumia, silence, being doom, right, being dumb in a sense, right, but not speaking, silence. There shall be silence before the eye. Lika, the eye, male. Dumiya, tehila, prayer. Prayer, tehila, or rather praise, slika. Tehila, praise. Tehila, we have the Tehillim, Sefer Tehillim, Halel, the Ilil, the Tehila. And we have the Tefila. So praise, Isis, tehila, Elohim, b'tzion, tehila, the tehila of Elohim. The praise of Elohim b'Tzion in Zion, ulika, and to the eye, and none other to the eye, ulika, yishulam neder, yishulam. Yishulam, to be performed, to be rendered, or to be paid, to be made peace, to be made, make peace, in that sense, to pay it, to make peace, yishulam, yishulam. Now, praise. Tehillah like tefillah, praise. Tehillah like tefillah is often truest when in deep and still devotion, ivotion. It waits in the presence of Elohim. Be still and know, right? And know, right? In the stillness, the gnosis, be still and know. The concourse of people in HaHeikal, in the temple, the Beit Mikdash, the house of the holy, looks forward in reverential silence. Looking forward in reverential silence for the service of Toda, of Torah in the Hebrew, of thanksgiving, of miskana. Miskana in the pure language is turned to I and I, the royal and hark. Miskana, so we have Torah for the service of thanksgiving, the giving of thanks to begin. The vow, the neder, right? Perhaps some say it's to be understood collectively as vows or promises, right, that are made during times of stress and distress. If the I will do this, get I out of this distress, right? This is what I vow to give, I to do in the presence of all thy people, as we have the example of Dawid, of great King David. Shomeya, Shomeya, the hearer, Shomeya, Tefila, Shomeya, Tefila. O thou, the I that hearest prayer, O the I who hearest prayer, Shomeya, Tefila, the hearer of prayer. Adeka, 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 right? Towards, in your direction, to you, Ad, the Ade, Ade, Kola, Basara, Yavou, Yabou, Yavou, to the eye doth all Basar, call Basar, call all Basar, all flesh, Adeka, to the eye, in the direction of the eye, towards the eye, forward, the sense of forward to the eye, male, Adeka, call Basar Yavou, Yavou. O thou that hearest prayer, Shomeya, prove by what had recently happened, prove by the testimony of the one who utters, Shomeya, the hearer, he is the hearer. Who be he, who be, who he be the hearer. He be the hearer of prayer, Shomeya Tefila, the hearer of prayer. In the context of today's daily psalm, the overthrow of Assyria. According to the metaphysics of it all, Assyria representing the intellectual, right, of intellectualism schism, right? Not the beneficial, but the domination of that intellectual, the pseudo, the overthrow of Assyria, right? This is one example of the Shomeya Tefila, contextually speaking, of today's daily psalm, but we have many examples from Dawid and even from my own Liberty, right, that he is he who be who he be, Shomeya Tefila, Adeka Kol Basar Yavou, doth all flesh come, shall all flesh come. The psalmist and I, yea and amen, that the moral of what had happened would have widespread acceptance, Elohim being acknowledged as Shomeya, Shomeya Tefila, the hearer of prayer, the whole of humanity will look to him, look forward, adeka, to him. The picture of Sion, of Zion, as the rallying point of humanity, even the African Sion, the gates of Zion, as the rallying point of humanity, and Ha Heikal, and the temple, you say the palace, as a house of prayer, as what? A house of prayer for all peoples, for all nations, is found in Yeshayahu, Isaiah 2 and 2, Isaiah 56 and 7, 1 Kings chapter 7, verse 41. Hear, 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 in today's daily psalm, right, hear, 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 the hearer of prayer, for thee silence is praise, for thee silence is praise, Lika, Dumiya, Tehila, another interpretation, for the eye, to the eye, Lika, Dumiya, Tehila, to the eye, silence is praise. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere in Isaiah 42 and 14. I have long time held my peace. I have been silent and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. For as the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, had said, thy holy cities are become a wilderness. Zion has become a wilderness. Jerusalem a desolation. Our holy and our beautiful house where our fathers praise thee, I, is burnt with fire. Wilt thou refrain thyself for these things? O Jehovah, O Adonai. We have this in 64:10-11. Elohim replied, fury is not in me. Fury is not in I. As if to say, well, we have that, actually that was Isaiah, the previous quote, Isaiah, right? Here we have 27 and 4. As if to say, I cannot do anything for you. The measure of justice requires that I refrain. And Elohim went on. Oh, that I could give the hostile nations, the Goyim, over to destruction as briars and thorns and flame. By these, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, meant, I could do something against them, but the measure of justice makes I refrain in silence. Therefore, in saying, Lika Dumiya Tehila, for the eye silences praise, David implied, all men give thee praise because thou couldest remain silent. For thou wast silent at what they did to thee, Bishion, in Zion, and at the noise that they made in thy holy, thy set-apart bait, thy holy house, thy holy bait. As is said in Lamentations 2 and 7, they have made a noise in the bait, in the house of Jehovah, as in the day of a solemn assembly. And what was the noise they made? They said, according to Deuteronomy 32:27, our high hand and not Jehovah have done all this. And they also said in Deuteronomy 32:37, where are their Elohim, their gods, their rock in whom they trusted? Hence by the words, Lika Dumiya Tehila, for thee silence is praise, David. David meant, thou art silent, and I shall be silent. As it is said in Psalm 37:7, be silent to Jehovah, to Yahuwah, to he who be who he be, and wait patiently for him. Shomeya Tesila, Adeka Kol Basara Yavu. O thou that hearest prayer, to the eye doth all flesh come. Scripture does not say all men. It does not say all men. Call Adam, or call Ish, or call Enosh. It says, call Basar, all flesh. From these words, the sages infer that unless a man makes his heart as yielding as flesh, his prayer will not be heard. Indeed, in repentance, we have made our hearts like flesh. Thou hearest the prayer of all flesh. Wilt thou not hear ours? Wilt thou not hear I and I's? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, the Set-Apart One, blessed be He. He replied in Psalm 65:2, to thee I also shall the vow be performed. Ulika Yishulam Neder, to the I shall the vow be performed. Hence, it is said, O thou that hearest prayer, to the I doth all flesh come. Shomeya Tefillah, Adeka Kol Basar Yavu. A mortal king, a mortal Negus, a mortal Melech, even Negus and Neges, can he give ear to two or three men? He cannot give ear to all of them at once. Not so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. Though all men prayed at the same time, He would hear their prayer as if all were one. A mortal, his ear can be filled so that he does not hear, and his eye can be filled so that he does not see. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is said, the eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing, in Ecclesiastes 1:8. Hence, it is said, O thou that hearest prayer, Shomeya Tefillah. A man coming into a synagogue, a mikurab, Knesset, finds the congregation praying and begins his prayers alongside theirs. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, hears all the prayers, his and theirs. Hence, it is said, O thou that hearest prayer, to the eye doth all flesh come. Shomeya Tefillah, Adeka Kol Basar Yavu. Scripture says in Lamentations 3:8, yea, when I cry and call for help, He shutteth out my prayer. And it says further in Lamentations 3:44, thou hast covered thyself with a cloud that no man can pass through. Then Elohim asked the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, which sins are you praying me to forgive, unwitting sins or willful sins? The Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel replied, we pray forgiveness not for unwitting sins, uckeries alone, nor for willful sins alone, nor for unknown sins alone. The tale of iniquities is too heavy for me, for I. Our transgressions do the eye forgive. Do the eye forgive them. Divrei onota gavrua meni te sha'inu ata te Kapre, ata te kapre. The tale of iniquities is too heavy for me, for I, divrei
Onota. Gavru many, gavru many, too heavy for eyes, a tale of iniquities, the tale, the matters, the words of iniquity, divrei, divrei evonot, divrei eonot, gavrua many. As for I and I transgressions, pishainu, I and I rebelliousnesses, pishainu, ata, the I, male and none other, ata, tikapre, the I wilt pardon, the I will forgive. Here, Hebraically, thou, the I, shall atone. The I shall atone. Ata tekapre. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and bringest near, that he may dwell in thy courts. That he may dwell in thy courts. Ashrei. Ashrei. Tivahar, Uatikare, Yishkon, Chatzreka, happy, Ashrei, happy is the man whom thou choosest. Ashrei, Tivahar, Tivhar, Tivhar, the I chooses. Utikarev, and bringest near Yishkon to dwell, Chatzreka, to dwell, that he may dwell in thy courts. Rav Hoshaya, he had taught in the name of Rav Samuel Bar Shila, who taught in the name of Rav. When David said, Master, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the universe, the universe, blessed is the man whom, Ashrei, whom thou bringest near, Utikarev, near, Chatzreka, Yishkon Chatzreka, bringest near, right, near to court, that he may dwell in thy court. He referred not to the court of Ha-Hekal, but to the court on high. This court he also referred to in the words in Psalm 36, round about verse 9. How precious is thy loving kindness, O Elohim. Therefore, the children of men take refuge in the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of Beitika, of the I-Beit, of the I-House. To this, the sons of Korah, also referred in saying, for a day in thy court is better, for a day in thy court is better than a thousand elsewhere, in Psalm 84, around about verse 11. And this is also referred to in the verse, in Psalm 84, around about verse 5. Blessed are they that dwell in Beitika. Blessed are they that dwell in thine house. With wondrous works, thou dost answer us, answer I and I in righteousness, O Elohim of I and I salvation. Thou the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of the sea afar off. With regard to this verse, Rav Hanina Bar Papa asked Rav Samuel Bar Nachmani, what is meant by the words, thou hast covered thyself with a cloud so that no prayer can pass through, in Lamentations 3, verse 44. Rav Samuel Bar Nachmani, he answered, there are times, there are times when the prayers, when the gates of prayer, when the gates of prayer are open, and times when the gates of prayer are shut, but the gates of repentance are never barred. The words, thou, the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of the sea afar off. These words, mi vatach, call. Katzaway, Katzaway, Aret, Wiyam, Rehokim, Wiyam, Rehokim, Wiyam, Rehokim, Rehokim, and of the far distant seas. It means that repentance, teshuva, like the sea, that is never barred, so that whoever desires to bathe in it whenever he desires. Whenever a man desires to repent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, receives him for prayer to Sila. However, there are set times. Rav Jose Bar Halafta, he had taught in the words, but as for me, let my prayer be to the eye, O Adonai, in an acceptable time, an acceptable Iowa, in Psalm 69:14. An acceptable time, an acceptable Iowa, shows that there are set times for prayer. Rav Erekayo, Rav Chelbo, and Rav Anan Bar Yosef, Joseph, taught in the name of Ravi, Rebbe. In truth, the gates of prayer are not ever barred. With regard to the gates of prayer, Ben Azai and Rav Akiva, they differed in their comments. One of them maintained, he who practices loving kindness, chesed, may feel assured that tifilato, his prayer, tzolotu, will be heard. For it is said in Hosea, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in loving kindness. And what does the verse go on to say? This is the time, this is the Iowa to seek Yahuwah, to seek Jehovah. Meaning that when such a man prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Isla One, blessed be he is heard. And the other had said, I do not set aside the words of my master, Rebbe, but from scripture I merely add another proof to his comment. For directly after the verse, Elohim, O Elohim, because of the abundance of thy loving kindness, because of the abundance of thy loving kindness, dear fathers, hear me, hear I in the truth of thy salvation. Hear me, hear I in the truth of thy salvation, of thy Yeshua, 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 Yeshua,